brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.
It's different being the hunted, not the hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And that we had the makings of something special again if we kept working. It's different when we go from around school to, Coach, man, I hope you guys play good, to now it's, well, Coach, how much we gonna win by?
Welcome to another round of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast here at Georgia Public Broadcasting, off-season edition. Thanks for accessing us however you are doing so, large device or small. And you know what that means? Since it's the off-season, we may not necessarily be discussing things going on in high school football. This is another example of that, where come springtime or late winter, early spring, fake spring maybe, we're the home of the basketball championships here at Georgia Public Broadcasting. And this time around, what we wanted to do was kind of get into one of the cooler stories of one of the teams that was chasing after a championship in 2026 after coming close three times before and finally getting over the hump and adding championship to their resume in 2025. It's the story of the Butler High School Bulldogs out of Augusta. And everybody was happy on Lumpkin Road because it was three times and you hadn't made it. You finally get the win last season. Their head coach has a piece of history attached to that championship. It's Chaz Clark. Here's our conversation with a champ trying to become a back-to-backer. So how long was the celebration after you won last year on Lumpkin Road, Chaz?
Not very long. If I remember correctly, I want to say the last week in March before spring break. In Augusta, our spring break is always lined with the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did our first off-season work the very last week in March. Then we give them spring break off, and then we continue through April, you know, with strength and conditioning, running on the track, lifting weights and that whole thing. You know, it wasn't very long. You know, that's the mark of a program that's trying to stay around for a little while. When you are trying to stay as relevant as possible, you ain't got time to celebrate too often. Because, you know, while we were playing the state championship last year, I know it was plenty of programs around the state of Georgia who were at work trying to get back there. So we can't spend too much time and fall behind celebrating. And that just personally not kind of like my thing anyway. I'm working on letting the boys celebrate. They are teenagers, so I get my inner circle kind of remind me like they teenage boys got a little cut loose a little bit. So I'm working on that, letting them celebrate a little bit more. But, you know, we went back to work as soon as we possibly could.
So when you have a moment like you have, you only lose four seniors, how difficult was it to get to this moment where you're chasing after a back-to-back after going 0-3?
This was different this year. It's so funny. I was talking to my best friend last night about this, and I said, it's different being the hunted and not the hunter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I felt that in the beginning game or that Kip game, the beginning of that Kip game must have felt how other people felt against us, you know, over the years when we're chasing, you know, the disappointment at Westside, the disappointment at Columbia 2011, my senior year, you know, and I felt that was like, you know, and then expectations, that was different. Like, you coming in now and last year with the start we had last year, you know, we crept up on some people last year. Like, of course, we didn't know you that good. And we didn't creep up on anybody this year. And that's different. That's different for me, just my own career personally. I just always been the hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And to be the hunted, it was different. So, you know, expectations is a beautiful thing. That means you're doing something right, you know, with the program. But it's also, man, it's different. And it's different when it go from, you know, around the school to Coach, man, I hope you guys play good, to now it's, Coach, how much we gonna win by? You know, it used to be just, Coach, we just hope we go out there and compete. And now, even, you know, when we games are close, you know, whether it was Burke County, we played Burke County this year, whether it was the game against Kip,
mm-hmm.
It was, oh, Coach, you had a heart. We was a little nervous there, you know what I'm saying? So it's like the expectations is different, man. I wouldn't have it no other way. Like I said, it's a mark of a good program, but I know it's been different for me I believe it's been different for the boys, is walking around with expectations. Now that's a whole different place to have to attack from, is when people will see you coming, then rather when they don't see you coming. I think I like that a little better.
So you lose two in a row in December. It was Green Forest and North Augusta. No slouches in either state. And last time I checked, Green Forest, I think they had like 19 players that were over 8 feet tall. Traditionally, that's like the way that they like to do things. What'd you learn about yourself losing back-to-back when you were the hunted and not the hunter?
I realized how good my team could be. We wasn't good yet, but I realized how good we could be. Something else I didn't realize, my assistant coach, you know, brought up, me bringing up the schedule, is in our four losses this year, we lost to North Augusta, who just won the 4A South Carolina State Championship. We took a loss to Keenan, who anybody knows followed basketball, South Carolina Power, and they went back to the Final Four this year. We lost to Green Forest, who we know is a stalwart program in Georgia. And so, you know, those losses, my coach, he was like, man, you know, even go back last year, most of our losses in the last 2 years, even go to the my first year's head coach against, you know, losing two times to Coach Hunter in Westside, and you know what they were doing at that time. You know, most of our losses been the Final Four state title team in my tenure. And I didn't realize that's one of my sister coaches said it. And I think that definitely plays a part in what we got the program in now. And so, you know, we took a loss to Green Forest, and we played that really good Green Forest team close. I don't know the guard name, number 10, but he is a stud. when we played them close, North Augusta, I know what Coach Tony brings to the table. North Augusta, his team's always going to be a well-oiled machine, going to be very fundamentally sound. I knew how good those two teams were, and we didn't play our best ball at all, and we were that close. So I knew how good my team could be eventually, you know, if we stayed the course. We lost those two games in a row. And even on the game against Keenan, you know, and I can't think of what the fourth loss was right now, but, you know, those losses, you know, really showed me. And even honestly, a lot of close wins early in the year, too. We played a heck of a schedule, and it showed me how good we could be. If we kept working, that we had the makings of something special again. If we kept working,
Creek it was a Cross Creek in
Cross Creek. So
the week before Thanksgiving,
and so you think about it. Cross Creek finna play for the 3A state title in Georgia. Mm-hmm. Keenan was a Final Four team in a powerhouse program in South Carolina. North Augusta just won their state title in 3A in South Carolina, and once again, Green Forest, a powerhouse, private powerhouse in Georgia. Those are your four losses in a season. I think our biggest loss was Cross Creek, I think about 19 mm-hmm. points. So you're in all four of those games. With playing those four programs close, and even that Cross Creek game, you know, it was a close game for most of the game until it got away from us in the fourth. You know, playing those four teams close, it might tell you, you might have a pretty good 2A team if you can play those four teams close. So, you know, so that's kind of what we picked up, you know, from those losses.
Four seniors lost last year. I think you've got four seniors this year, and you only have two scores in double digits. Everything else is budgeted fairly well. For someone who hasn't seen you play here in the 25-26 season, when they go walking into the Macon Coliseum, what are they going to see from you?
First and foremost, one of the best defensive teams in the state. I hang a hat on that. I equate defense and layups to defense and running game in football. Mm-hmm. Football, we played a little football growing up, and you was always taught that if you can defend, you can run the ball, you can be in any game. And that's how I look at defense and basketball, defense and being able to make, you know, free throws, maybe to make layups or easy shots. If you can do those things, then you can be in any game. And so everything we do at Butler starts on that end. We can get stops. If you look down our schedule, ain't too many people done hung 60 on us this year. You probably can go back to last year, ain't too many people hung 60 on us. You know, we going to get stops if we don't do nothing else. You know, our offense, it can be explosive at times, but we're going to hang our hat on defensive end and rebound. We're going to defend and we're going to rebound first and foremost. And that's the first thing. And then when it comes to offensive end, the next thing somebody see is, man, we share the ball. I do my best to try to tell the boys this, that when we're playing really well on offense, nobody should be able to tell who our best player is. That's how you know you're playing well on offense. They look at film and they can't tell. So, you know, that's when we're at our best, when that ball is moving and it's not sticking. We got two really, really good guards and Kwame Bridges and DeCorey Fleming. But we got some other guys too that can hurt you. Jameel Walker has come on strong inside through our region and our state run. I mean, he probably done took his averages, you know, up this year when we started the region tournament through the state run. Coach Steph told me they averaging like 14, 15, and 12. That's probably like 6 points up from his season average that he's been averaging through the season. So he's coming on strong and he's kind of balancing us out. Now we got a real inside presence. Our point guard, Ahmad Anthony, he runs the show. You know, it's been he done had the biggest shoes to fill because everybody know that guy that wore number 4 last year was a pretty good player.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kid don't get enough credit for stepping in at a program for 1 year. He wasn't with us during the summer. He moved in and transferred in August. And during the preseason, he had hit the ground running, and that was some big shoes to fill. And so, you know, we couldn't be here without him. And, you know, like last game, we had a guy, number 12, with Jerry Wright, who I know ain't went on nobody's scout report. And, you know, he did things that we see him do in practice, but to see him pull it together on that stage, it was amazing, man. So, you know, we have some guys that's on the scout report, man, but we got some other guys, even besides with Jerry, that teams got to look out for, that, you know, we see what they can do every day in practice, and we just don't know who going to have that game. I got a plethora of guys where they can have the right game at the right time, and you know, I'm grateful for that.
Morgan County, 1 o'clock, Macon Coliseum and the Macon Centerplex. And the man who is a trivia question in the state of Georgia, especially with his alma mater, played, assisted, leads him to a title as an alma mater. Chaz, I can't thank you enough, my friend. Can't wait to see you down there in Macon going up against Morgan County in the AA final. It'll be great to see you. Thanks for hanging out with us here at GPB.
I look forward to seeing you guys. Thank you.
And that's just one of the great stories that makes high school athletics here in the state of Georgia what it is. This time it was about basketball, and it was about a school in Augusta. But we know that in each one of the counties here in the state of Georgia, there are great stories across the board in all of the athletics that we get to cover here at the GHSA and here at Georgia Public Broadcasting. So once again, thanks to our friends at Butler High School. Thanks to Chaz Clark for answering the call for us as he was chasing after a championship in 2026. Rare air for Chaz Clark. Alumnus, assistant, head coach, first time ever in the state of Georgia that happened. And Chaz Clark is the answer to your trivia question. That's another go-round of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast off-season edition. Enjoy your off-season, because there really is no off-season here in the state of Georgia. Play it safe, everybody. We'll catch up with you next time.
Brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.